Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
And earlier, the story about the tiny endangered green backsea turtle called Solstice, who was found in very poor shape last Christmas in the west of Ireland, but has been nursed back to help in Ondongan, the Dingle Ocean World Aquarium, by marine biologist Kevin Flannery. Dr. Kevin Flannery, good morning to you, Kevin.
Good morning, Oliver. Thank you for taking the call.
Not at all. Thank you, Van. It's a very rare green turtle, wasn't it? Where did this turtle come from? Do we know?
We don't know exactly. We always assume that they have come from the Gulf of Mexico, up along the Carolinas. They get these great big storms like everything in America, and it gets blown across into the Atlantic. And they get, hypothermic because they need temperatures of 23, 24 degrees. And they just drift across with the Gulf Stream current and get washed up on our beaches. An odd one. Usually it's the loggerhead turtle that get washed in, but I've never come across a green turtle other than this young lady that has been washed up on Christmas Eve in County Clare in Quilty.
Oh, in Quilty in County Clare. And who found the little thing?
A beautiful lady that runs a hedgehog rescue centre.
Really?
Yes, and they were walking on Christmas Eve on the beach there, and they found it. And obviously, there's no ferries or anything running on Christmas Eve, so we had to wait till after Christmas went up and connected. But it was in a dire strait. It was pretty bad. It was covered in green seaweed algae, and it had respiratory problems. It had meningitis. It had everything. And we have been doing this rescue type of stuff even before the aquarium was built 30 years ago. I used to put them in the bath at home before we shipped them out to Spain or those places, because obviously before that they'd only get stuffed and put in the museum. But we have been able to resuscitate them, get them back, and put them back in their natural habitat as good as possible.
What exactly would you have been doing over the last couple of months to restore Solstice back to health?
First of all, we were treating them with antibiotics. I'm very grateful to the staff and to the veterinary people we have down there. And they were able to treat them with a series of antibiotics and then start getting food. You won't believe it. When you take them out of the Atlantic, we have to give them a saline solution, a warm saline solution, and get their internal organs up. So all these things we've learned down through the years, and successfully we've got this green turtle back up. And it's put on about 2 kilos in weight, so now it's ready for release. And hopefully to its natural... Now, we're not sure, because there is a turtle hospital in the Canaries where it's going.
In the Canaries, yeah.
Yeah, but from there they will release, they'll put a tag in it, because they're well used of treating turtles down there, because obviously everybody goes out of the water, it's warmer, etc. So the turtles... And the American Marine Research Center, Woods Hole, it's called, they have found off an island there, off of the African coast, where these green turtles come ashore and lay their eggs. So it may be from there. We don't know, but I'm hopeful it is, and that with the tag we'll be able to see where it's going.
Very good. Able to follow the research. And the story in the Sunday Times said that it was thought to have survived a shark attack. Was there evidence of that?
There is evidence on the carapace, which is the shell, either top and bottom, and there are indentations and marks on it. Usually what happens is they're eating eelgrass along the coast off of the States there, the Carolinas, those places. And the sharks come in and they feed on them. And there's a whole circle of life, because it stops all the eelgrass being eaten, because if you left all turtles there, all the eelgrass would be gone and there'd be no sanctuary for small fish. So the whole circle of life works in that. And obviously this lady survived the shark attack and may have been stunned and then finished up on our shoreline.
But the shell did its job, basically, as nature intended.
We're very grateful to Aer Lingus. I mean, not many airlines now will fly a live animal like this a while down. But it's quite small, and it's hopefully it'll get there safely and back to its natural habitat, because they are under threat. They are seriously under threat due to the plastics. They can't distinguish between jellyfish and plastic, and they eat them. And every one of them we get dead has a whole series of plastic in the gut.
So Solstice will be aboard an Aer Lingus flight off to the Canaries. Hopefully the over-tourism protesters don't prevent it from coming in.
No, I think they will welcome this one. I think they will welcome it with open arms, thankfully.
But it's a lovely story, and thank you so much for telling us. Dr. Kevin Flannery, look after yourself.
You're welcome, Oliver.
Good luck.
That's
Dr. Kevin Flannery from the Dingle Ocean World Aquarium, and Solstice will be leaving very soon back to the shores where she belongs. Someone says that poor turtle swam so far to get away from the shark and now they're taking him back. Cape Verde does have sharks, but this is nature's intention, you see. Another one says the turtle probably emigrated once they changed the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. I love it.